Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $20 on the Steel MS-162 or MS-170 chainsaw. Real Steel. Offer valid through June 30th, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Calipari, he's calling the Hogs. Outkick.com/watch is where you can stream the show live. Post-show, clips, highlights, more. Got that at YouTube. Just subscribe to the channel. Chat and audio available wherever you download your podcasts.
Audio available, yeah. Colin does a great job with that. Spotify, Apple Podcast. We do teaser videos every day. I have to point this out. I had a member of the production crew today point out to me that he had a conversation with another member of the production crew that said they talked and they don't want any more nature videos from me.
No more.
They said that they had a conversation and it was
tours.
Getting old. I wanted to bring this on air because I want to make a running bit now where I come in and I ask both of them, I say, so what else have you guys been talking about today? We should open every show with, all right, well, what have you guys, what conversation have you been having lately? So, of course, what did I do? I did one anyways and said, nope, those will continue. I had a guy in Hoover, Alabama this weekend come up to me after coaching against him in softball and says, hey, you're the guy with Outkick, right? I follow you on Twitter. And he said, hey, where do you live that you can shoot those nature videos with such a pristine, magical background? And I said, oh, that's just on my estate. I own 85, and I don't.
It's part of your property where you're developing.
I make something up every time, but I was like, no, it's just a...
It's actually Clay Travis's
home. It's a nature trail close by. And I'm like,
Clay Travis's estate, actually.
This is...
Where we vacation.
This is just a lesson for all of us, right? It's not about us. It's about the people. And what the people want, we give the people. I get tired of stuff that I say all the time. I get tired of stuff Hutton says.
Of course.
We're around each other for 10 hours.
We love each other.
If someone is around me for only the 45 seconds to a minute of that teaser video.
Is it just 10 hours?
And what that person wants is a glimpse at nature, and they want to see me in touch with nature. If they want to see my 10 toes down in the mud of the creek, I'm going to give that person that.
Put your Achilles in that creek.
Every week. I want to go Achilles deep in that creek. And I want to show them that I'm in touch with my nature side.
Wow.
Earth Day is steadily approaching, Hutton. Do you think I'm about to stop doing the nature videos, the teaser, before Earth Day is here? So
Chad
no.
starts taking requests from fetish. If you have a fetish, Chad will show.
Let me be clear on this to everyone that if anybody had any other ideas, content on this show
who will you be?
Is decided by these two people right here at this desk. And if you're tired of something, I can promise you, I too am tired of it. I really am. Like, I'm bored as hell about certain things that I say or do. But if someone's going to get a glimpse of this show, and they are going to get a glimpse of nature, then by God, I will give them that glimpse of nature. This is my solemn promise to you, the viewer, the listener, whoever it is, whoever
takes
me on social media.
If you're stuck in the office.
Yeah, I am not going to do the usual. Now, will I change it up and maybe come up with something else inventive or creative? Yeah. Sure. If the mood strikes me, if I come
requests.
Up with something better, I'll do it. But if I'm going to get production notes, there should be notes in there. Hey, maybe do this. The sun's too bright. The audio's not good enough for us. This, that. Don't come to me with, I'm tired of it. It's getting old. And if you do, say, hey, maybe we tweak it and do this, or you should go here and do that. This is a lesson for all of us, right?
Go to the bike trail next.
Yeah. If I came to Davey one day, Davey's not the one who put this, by the way.
Oh.
But if I came to Davey and said, Davey, you know, that shirt you're wearing, we had a conversation with Hutton. Don't wear that shirt again. We both agree it's getting old when you wear that shirt.
Davey
with nothing
like,
else.
Davey would agree.
How would Davey take that suggestion? That's not notes. That's me coming to him saying, hey, yeah, we've agreed we don't like it, the two of us, so you need to change. No. It's about the audience. And most importantly,
I mean,
it's about me.
You've got
Let's
the
be
dude
clear.
Asking
it's about
you about
me.
Your nature trail.
It's about Hutton. It's about the audience.
You have the man asking you about your video.
I had multiple Alabamians ask me about the damn nature trail.
Really like your
feature. They asked me about the nature videos. Said, I follow you on Twitter. Hey, where is that? Where do you film those videos? People want to know. Should I unlock the key to this place and tell them should I have a geolocation? Should I drop my coordinates next time?
You have
to show people?
A paparazzi there now?
I did compromise, though, with the text I got. And I said, look, last thing I want to do is bore you two guys that put this together every day. So I'll trim it down. I'll do one now. Maybe one nature video a week.
Okay.
So you guys don't have to.
I feel like I need to step my game up.
You don't have to suffer by watching a babbling brook behind me in a video. I don't want to punish anyone anymore.
I need to walk down Broadway for my promo at 2 a.m.?
I guess. There's basketball goals here. Should we go back to that one?
Not for long.
Giant beer pong?
We
do want to play giant beer pong at some point.
Which is just it's begging for disaster.
Do you think John Calipari's ever played giant beer pong? Or that he likes beer pong at all?
You know, I don't think so. I think he would hype it up very well, though, like he does his teams every year. I can't
wait. He'd have a team full of one and dones of giant beer pong, you're saying?
He would complain about
the best of beer pong players?
He would complain, Chad, about the team of beer pong players being too young early in the season, and then the pressure just mounting and unrealistic expectations happening as to why they failed, or the fact that they just didn't play very well and they suck, which is more or less what he said after saying, put it on me, after they beat Auburn in the regular season. So John Calipari, the head coach at Arkansas, and Kentucky, they get what they want without having to pay the buyout, and Arkansas levels up with Musselman leaving, and in a time period where, who do you go and hire right now? As far as success in college basketball, John Calipari, as much as we've seen him fail recently in the tournament, has had a lot of success as a head coach. And
his first 6 years were lights out. At Kentucky.
And if we're just judging based on recruiting alone, look at the number of NBA All-Stars that participated in the All-Star game. I'll tell it for you because you didn't watch. Seven. They set a record.
Thank you.
They had seven players in the All-Star game of the NBA that came from Kentucky. That's a new record. The previous record was four or five from the same school, which is also Kentucky, by the way. That's John Calipari. Arkansas has now hired that coach. And Chad, they gave him more money, and they gave him the same NIL funds that he had at Kentucky. $5 million per year.
I think it's more than he had at Kentucky.
Likeness. It's more money for him. According to Jeff Goodman, it's the same. They matched it.
The NIL?
NIL budget.
I think they can go more. I mean, I really do. I think Kentucky has had some issues with NIL to where he may even get more money for his roster
but
at Arkansas than Kentucky.
I think Goodman was just comparing like the players he was bringing there and the players that money that you would want to have. Again, we'll see.
Do I believe that Kentucky, out of spite, will now up their NIL contributions for the next coach? Yes.
Because they don't pay the buyout.
So I think even if they had a problem with giving Calipari money because they were getting tired of Calipari, whoever that next coach is going to get a lot of money for NIL. And that's not going to be a problem for the basketball program. This is the rare situation where a coach leaves and makes two programs better.
I think both sides win.
I do too.
Both sides win.
Kentucky fans get what they want. Calipari's out. The university, the athletic department, they get what they want. They don't have to spend all that money in the buyout. So he leaves, takes his own job for free.
And
they
Mitch Barnhart didn't want to keep him. Yeah. You could tell in the statement about we're bringing him back for another season, for a 16th season. And
by the way, kudos to Calipari for just leaving.
Well, he was miserable too.
Yes, but instead of holding that lifetime contract buyout over their heads, he knew that he wasn't welcome. He knew that he wasn't wanted anymore. So at that point, he started looking around and he took another opportunity. I respect that about
him. Is he 65? He's in his mid-60s.
Let me look it up.
He's in his mid-60s. So lifetime contract is what it is, whatever you want to. He is 65. Thank you, Davey. How long is this? I mean, if he's making more, it's upwards of like $8.5 million a year or something is what I heard thrown out there. I mean, he's making more than what he was making in a lifetime contract at Kentucky. So in essence, he took another lifetime contract, right?
Yeah.
And it's a It's a win-win. And Arkansas fans aren't going to look at what just happened at Kentucky. They're going to look at what has happened this past season and then compare it to the previous two. They went to back-to-back Elite Eights. And now they have Cal. And you know, the if not all, many of the recruits are going to follow him. And you are relevant. That's after being relevant in the Elite Eight and not being relevant this past season. I mean, I don't know how you don't view it as a win for Arkansas. And then from Kentucky's standpoint, it's Kentucky. You know, and I mentioned if Arkansas, who do you go and hire? They go get Cal. Now you ask yourself, who can Kentucky go hire? The answer would be anyone they want to.
Let me give you three names right now, because this is the interesting part of this now. Cal's going to do fine at Arkansas.
Sure.
They have resources. They have a huge arena. They've got great fan support. They've got NIL fund. He's going to go buy players.
Sure.
And they're going to do well. They're going to do well in recruiting. He's going to take some of his guys from Kentucky. He's going to take some of this great recruiting class with him to Arkansas. And he's going to do well in the transfer portal. So I think he'll do fine with talent at Arkansas. But now what's next for Kentucky? Two names that I've heard, I think, are just a little bit ridiculous. That'd be at the top of their list. One is Billy Donovan, who is the head coach of the Chicago Bulls right now. They're a spot out of the playoffs, and I don't think they're going to get there. They're like four games behind the Heat for the eighth playoff spot. But that's not going to happen, I don't believe. NBA coach, yes, the dream candidate for Kentucky many times, especially with what he did at Florida. Don't think that's going to happen. Brad Stevens is another one. Not going to happen. Danny Hurley, no.
Doesn't fit.
No. He is at his dream job at UConn. Where he's from in the Northeast, from Jersey, who his family is, he's in the spot. They are a blue blood along the same lines as Kentucky right now, in a much better program and a much better spot than Kentucky. Not going to take that job. I think if I am Kentucky and Mitch Barnhart, I fly to the state of Alabama, and I don't leave until either one Nate Oates or two Bruce Pearl takes the job. I think either one of those coaches would absolutely crush it at Kentucky. I'm going Oates first. Just got Alabama to their first ever Final Four. Has had nothing but success as the head coach of the Crimson Tide. He's younger. Bruce Pearl is 64 years old, so he's the same age as John Calipari, believe it or not. A little bit of an older coach, very established. We know about the success he's had. I think he would do a great job at Kentucky. Another guy to watch is someone who turned down Arkansas, Chris Beard. At Ole Miss. He turned down Arkansas. Would he turn down Kentucky?
No.
I would talk to him about it, too. I like the idea of Arkansas hiring from within the SEC and Kentucky then immediately going and hiring one of the best coaches out of the SEC and taking from a conference rival also. And they have the ability to do that because they're Kentucky. They are a blue blood college basketball program that's going to get a ton of interest.
The other name is Scott Drew.
That's a good one.
Scott Drew, who, he has an extension, a biggest. Has he signed it officially? There's word that his buyout is like $5 million. And if that's the case, that's lower than Bruce Pearl's. You know?
Yeah. Bruce Pearl's got a big buyout.
Well, I
Scott
don't
Drew
think so.
Is 53 years old.
I think Pearl's is like $7 or $8 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was worse than that.
It was expected that Scott Drew would have a very large buyout. Larger. But that has he signed it officially? But is this official that he signed? Nate Oates was extended, and I was going through the social media posts of Greg Byrne, the AD at Bama, where he said he specifically used the word signed the extension. This was in March. You have to. The devil's in the details on that. Have they officially put pen to paper? And Greg Byrne says yes. Nate Oates did. Now he's making an average. The previous contract, which was just extended through 29, he was making a little over $4 million a season. I think now he's over $5 million. But the thing about Nate Oates, Chad, what's NIL like in Tuscaloosa? With the whole feel, the vibe of what Saban represented, what he doesn't like, and what basketball would get in that. Are they going to get something similar to what Cal just got at Arkansas? Would Nate Oates get that?
Because it's not a slam dunk that he leaves, but you got to call him.
But I'm saying, like, would Oates believe he could be, is this a lot like the Bama gig? Meaning there were coaches that felt like they could make the next Bama be where they were, right?
Yeah.
Do college basketball coaches view Kentucky that way, where they are? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that comes down to the finances. Like, are you going to put forth the monetary efforts that are needed through name, image, likeness, and that type of recruiting base now? That's where I don't, because that was that's a factor now for what we're going to see with DeBoer.
Right? Now, I pulled up a list from The Athletic, their hot board for Kentucky's next coach.
Okay.
I'm gonna knee-jerk reaction.
If it fits.
Tell me if you like it and if you think they would take the job. Okay, quickly. Yeah. Billy Donovan.
No, he's turned it down twice.
Scott Drew.
Yes.
And he would take the job.
And he would crush it.
Yep, and he would crush it. Sean Miller at Xavier.
Yes, and he would crush it.
Had his NCAA issues at Xavier, but a great coach.
So did Cal.
Nate Oates.
Yes. Yes, and he would crush it.
Bruce Pearl.
Yes. I mean, I would call Pearl first.
Now, here's where
if I'm Kentucky, I'm looking to just make it a five-year. Don't give him a lifetime. Yeah. Make it a five-year run. Match it up with Cal, who's going to do that at Arkansas.
So Bruce Pearl is 64. This next candidate is 71 years old, and I think you know where I'm going. Rick Pitino returning to Kentucky.
Wow. He would do it in a heartbeat.
Yes. He would crawl in that all-white suit.
Would he bring the
hands
denim
and knees
unis back
to Kentucky?
Remember those denim?
Oh, yeah. The Ron Mercer denim jerseys?
Yeah. Yeah. Would he take the job? Yes.
No, but they're not going to offer it to him. Agree on that. Mark Pope, former Kentucky center who has done very well at BYU.
If Mark Pope becomes the head coach.
To me, that's like the bottom of the list
Where was he? Because he didn't.
I think he wore denim jerseys at one point, too, at Kentucky.
Didn't Mark Pope coach the team that went in and beat?
He was at Utah Valley State, I think, before BYU. He was somewhere out west.
Yeah, there was some team that went in and beat Kentucky, and it was Pope's team.
It may have been. They may have lost to one of his squads, or at least it was close.
Utah Valley.
Yeah, I don't know that Utah Valley State ever beat them, but it may have been a close game.
Yeah. But, Chad, there is a coach that just doesn't fit that's going to be thrown out there a lot.
Who's that?
At UConn.
Yeah, Hurley. That's not going to happen.
And the reason for that is just the – think about the fan base and what – there. So, and this would – in big-time college sports, fans eat their own, right? Where Kentucky was before Cal got there, and then what they became, and then what wasn't good enough. There are certain coaches that can handle that. Think about it. Calipari handled the criticism fairly well, all things considered. You know, he didn't have the emotional. If he would get emotional, he was like, put it on me. You know, he wasn't going up to fans and saying, come down here, I'm going to crush you. I'm going to put you in a figure four leg lock.
And Calipari also has the personality to withstand the fishbowl of Lexington and that fan base. Like he's confident enough and has the personality to do it. That is part of this job. Like you have to have thick skin. You need to have the personality to be able to withstand that. Is that Nate Oates? I don't know.
I think so.
He's a great coach, so I think he would win enough where it wouldn't matter, that he wouldn't have to worry about a ton of criticism.
But a guy from the just the Midwest who brought in a lot of players from a lot of different areas of the country to Tuscaloosa and had the run that they had to the Final Four. I mean, yes.
He's going to be great at Alabama. He would be great at Kentucky, too.